Johnny Mac with your daily comedy news. Serious start to today's show. Now, I think comedy fills an important role during trying times. The murder of 19 school children, surely one of those. So it's interesting when you see the jesters drop their persona and get serious and then swing a little bit back towards comedy, then make some solid points through pointed observation. In many ways, that's what comedy does best. Now, don't get me wrong. I love a good solid Mitch Hedberg joke like the one about Mr. Pibb. Dude did not get his degree. Always cracks me up. But if you look at somebody like Carlin as an inspiration, and we've been talking about George a lot lately, this sort of stuff kind of puts comedy on the pedestal. From the Washington Post, Seth Meyers knew he'd have to address millions of viewers after national tragedies when he took to a late-night hosting gig 8 years ago. Seth on his show Wednesday night said, "I can remember thinking, man, it's going to be difficult to start a show talking about a mass shooting and then pivoting to doing jokes and sketches. That'll be so hard." He then talked about how hard it was for him to drop his kids off at school that morning. He said, "That's harder," and began to choke up. I hear you on the emotion. If you listen to the end of yesterday's podcast when I signed off, you can hear I was choking up after reading those tweets from comedians. From The Hollywood Reporter, a passionate and tearful Jimmy Kimmel addressed the school shooting on Wednesday's show. He began his monologue in a mournful and resigned manner, saying, "Here we are again on another day of mourning in this country." It was his first opportunity to speak about the tragedy, as Tuesday's show had already been recorded before he heard the news. Visibly shaken by sorrow and anger, Kimmel appeared without a studio audience and addressed the camera directly. From the beginning of the segment, he struggled to compose himself, and he teared up when he spoke to the little boys and girls whose lives have ended and whose families have been destroyed. Kimmel said, "Our leaders on the right, the Americans in Congress and at Fox News and these other outlets warn us not to politicize this. They don't want to speak about it because they know what they've done, and they know what they haven't done, and they know it's indefensible, so they'd rather sweep it under the rug." Kimmel then spoke about most Americans supporting keeping guns out of the hands of criminals and children, citing polls that support common sense gun laws. He pointed to the Senate blocking gun control legislation like the Enhanced Background Check Act and the Bipartisan Background Checks Act, both of which were passed by the House in 2021. Kimmel, "Our cowardly leaders just aren't listening to us. They're listening to the NRA. They're listening to those people who write them checks, who keep them in power, because that's the way politics work. I would like to say to Ted Cruz, the human being, and Governor Abbott and everybody, it's okay to admit you made a mistake. In fact, it's not just okay, it's necessary to admit you made a mistake when your mistake is killing the children in your state. It takes a big person to do something like that. It takes a brave person to do something like that. And do I think these men are brave people? No, I don't. But man, I would love it if they surprised me. This is not a time for moments of silence. This is a time to be loud and to stay loud and not stop until we fix this." Kimmel said there have been 27 school shootings so far in 2022, at which point his voice began to crack. He said, "How does this make sense to anyone? These are our children." He added, "If Americans continue to ignore this and not hold politicians to account, this is not their fault anymore. This is now our fault because we get angry, we demand action, we don't get it. They wait it out and we go back to our lives. If you care about this, we need to make sure that we do everything we can, that unless they do something drastic, let's make sure that not one of these particular politicians ever holds office again." Stephen Colbert said, "If you're heartbroken, if you're frustrated, you're not alone. America has witnessed gun tragedy after gun tragedy. The biggest reason for this tragedy is the gun." His stat, the U.S. has more than 400 million firearms, which is more than 40% of the global total. "A simple, if extremely difficult solution, reduce the number of guns. The only thing more popular than background checks is Dolly Parton riding a giant corgi bringing you free ice cream." He then talked about the footage of Beto O'Rourke confronting Texas Governor Greg Abbott and said, "Beto suggested that the governor was doing nothing." Colbert, "That's not true, Beto. They're not doing nothing. They're yelling at you for pointing out that they're doing nothing." Colbert ridiculed the idea of arming teachers, saying, "A teacher's job is not to use a gun. A teacher's job is to teach and to rap about Shakespeare." The Daily Kos noticed that a bit from Jim Jefferies was trending. I am familiar with this bit. Jim Jefferies, the Australian comedian. In April of 1996, 35 people were killed, 23 others seriously injured when a man opened fire with an AR-15. Port Arthur, Tasmania, Australia's government, under threat of losing their political positions, passed sweeping gun reforms. From the Jim Jefferies bit that was trending, Jim said, "I'm going to say some things that are just facts. In Australia, we had guns right up until 1996. In 1996, Australia had the biggest massacre on earth, still hasn't been beaten. Now, after that, they banned guns. In the 10 years before Port Arthur, there were 10 massacres. Since the gun ban in 96, there hasn't been a single massacre since. I don't know how or why this happened. Maybe it was a coincidence, right? Now, please understand. I understand that America and Australia are two vastly different cultures with different people, right? I get it. In Australia, we had the biggest massacre on earth, and the Australian government went, that's it, no more guns. And we all went, yeah, right, that makes sense. Seems fair enough. Now, in America, you have the Sandy Hook massacre, which tiny little children died, and your government went, maybe we'll get rid of the big guns. And 50% of you went, F you, don't take my guns. That particular bit reminds me of something I talked about on yesterday's podcast about censorship versus choosing differently. So when news like this breaks, when I was programming the comedy channels at SiriusXM, I would choose differently. I even had a safety playlist to, I'll call it buy time if we didn't know what to do. So if some sort of news broke, like school shooting. So the last thing you want is 10 minutes after that news breaks to hear a Jim Jeffries bit about a school shooting, even if it makes a very on-point point a couple days later, it's too soon. Or if a plane crashes, you don't want Jerry Seinfeld telling airline jokes. It just feels a little weird. So we had a safety playlist that was curated to hopefully be the most innocuous things you can imagine, like Jim Gaffigan telling jokes about food. I would always worry about what I would call a time bomb of, you know, a bit that 364 days a year is perfectly fine on the ears. And if it just comes up at the wrong time, you're like, ooh, I wish we hadn't played that. So I would always have the safety list. Now, is that censoring a Jim Jeffries or a Jerry Seinfeld talking about a plane? Of course not. It's just choosing differently. Sometimes you want to have some taste and not be an a-hole. Ricky Gervais still in the news. There were a bunch of things not related to a special that I didn't get to this week. Couple quick hits. When Afterlife came to an end earlier this season, Ricky said he was overwhelmed with emotions when he had to say goodbye to his on-screen dog Brandy, played by a dog named Antilly. Ricky, known animal lover. From the BBC, a bench inspired by that same Afterlife show has been broken into bits by vandals. Come on, guys. The Afterlife bench in Nottingham's Arboretum was one of 25 donated to councils by Netflix and suicide prevention charity Campaign Against Living Miserably, aka CALM. Nottingham City Council said the vandalism over last weekend was unacceptable and heartbreaking. Council said it would aim to replace the bench. They added the bench was donated to the park in January via the Ricky Gervais show Afterlife and quickly became a special place for reflection for many people. Thank you to the kind person who retrieved pieces of the bench from around the park and got in touch with us to know what happened. We really want to replace the bench and we're working on how we could make it happen. Watch this space. Come on, people. Why would you smash the bench? Bunch of jerks. Ricky was on a BBC show the other day. They were talking about the new special. Then Ricky went dark and morbid, say various reports. Ricky Gervais said, I'm fat and I'm old and I'm going to die soon. The hosts were dumbfounded by the statement. One of the hosts said, no, you're not. Ricky said, I am. I brought it down, haven't I? Host lifted back up. Ricky, every day I'm closer to death. We're all a bit closer to death. Every day is a bigger percentage of the rest of your life. And we don't know what percentage that will be. If I die tomorrow, today was 50%. Ricky also put out a statement about his new special to The Spectator. He said, my target wasn't trans folk, but trans activist ideology. I've always confronted dogma that oppresses people and limits freedom of expression. Brad Williams has a new show that opened in Las Vegas last night, this via the LA Times. It's called Mad Apple. It's the first new Cirque du Soleil show on the Strip in more than 2 years. Brad says he's digging living in Las Vegas. There's plenty to do, and I love seeing all the little things in Vegas you don't see when you're on the Strip. I've also seen people in Vegas that I haven't seen for months, and we both live in LA. Everybody comes to Vegas to go big, so it's interesting working here. While people I want to see are in a vacation headspace, I'm having seltzer. Honestly, I've been in Vegas for a few weeks, and I've probably done more drinking than I should. As for the show Mad Apple, Brad says, it's the craziest night you could ever have in New York City, except you're in Vegas, I guess. Street performers, musicians, singers, comedians, hip-hop stars, a Brazilian strongman. As a New Yorker, I rarely would run into Brazilian strongmen. And by the way, the craziest acrobatics you've ever seen. I would also very rarely run into acrobats in Manhattan. This is the first Cirque show that has comedians, and we have multiple, with some that do magic. One of the comedians is Chris Turner. And his thing is going out and getting 5 suggestions from the audience. Then he does freestyle rap off the dome. And it's different every night because it incorporates the suggestions. People are saying the most random crap and he incorporates it well. It's amazing. And if you're wondering what he looks like what you'd expect, a white guy from London. Matt Apple's kind of like Cirque for ADD. What would you like? Do you like acrobats? Cool. Here's some acrobats. So you don't like acrobats? Wait 5 minutes. Some singers and dancers are going to come out and do something amazing. Oh, you don't like that? Well, first of all, you're wrong. Now here's a stand-up comic. Because it's a Cirque show, people might think the comedy will be watered down, but anything goes. The producer recruited me for the show, and I was like, all right, do I read a script, or you want me to do something? And he said, you're the expert in being funny. Just go be funny. That's it. Quick plug, I do a casual travel podcast. There's a new episode out. This week is about the Pacific Coast Highway. Last week is about San Francisco. That podcast is called Travel Is Back, wherever you get your podcasts. It's time to play America's favorite game. What would we do if we were at JFL Vancouver? We're going to cover both Friday and Saturday. Johnny Mac, why are you covering Saturday? Well, dear listener, I don't know if you noticed, it's a holiday weekend. I kind of pre-recorded Saturday a couple days ago, and I forgot to do this segment. Oops. So we'll do Friday and Saturday here. Early shows, 7 o'clock, Andrew Santino. 7 o'clock, Michael Costa. 7 o'clock, Atsuko presents Hi. I'm intrigued. Atsuko Okatsuka says hi in her first solo tour, where she's really figured out this whole thing. A late bloomer and self-claimed adult baby. Her grandmother and husband are very worried for her. We'll keep an eye out for her all along the way. 7 o'clock, Havana Moon Comedy. I'm intrigued. A comedy show where a new wave of performers step into the light and make you cry, laugh. All right. 8 o'clock, The Hero Show. I'm intrigued. The Hero Show is alternative solo sketch comedy at its best. I think I've actually heard of this. Big lineup there. All right, that could be fun. 9 o'clock, Soda Fountain. I'm intrigued. Soda Fountain is a variety show where anything goes. Comedians perform sketches, character bits, improv, stand-up, and all-around innovative and interesting comedy. I like that kind of show. 9:30, Roy Wood Jr. 9:30, Wine and Crime. 9:30, Jess Salomon. 9:30, Another Havana Moon Comedy. 9:30, Comedy Bucket. What do you think it is? Comedy Bucket is a stand-up show where some of the best comedians in the country leave their act at the door and do a set based on audience suggestions. That's fun. All right, let's do the picks. Early show, what do you guys want to do? Should we see Santino? Let's go see Andrew Santino. Late show, what do you want to do? Your choice is Roy Wood, Wine and Crime, Jess Salomon, Havana Moon, Comedy Bucket. Let's do Comedy Bucket, okay? So we're going to do Andrew Santino and then Comedy Bucket. So let's do Saturday. Let's take a look. 7 o'clock, Mark Maron. 7 o'clock, Dana Gould. That's going to be tough. 7 o'clock, Rosewood Baker and Brian Simpson. 7:30, David and Ken Comedy with Music. 8 o'clock, Ola Dada's Blackout Comedy. 8 o'clock, Comedy Hour, a show that's an hour and a half. 9:30, Cameron Esposito. 9:30, James Adomian. 9:30, Jimmy O. Yang. I'm going to cheat because I already pre-recorded Sunday, and I know that I said Jimmy O. Yang for Sunday, so Jimmy O. Yang's out. All right, early show. Let's go see Mark Maron. Let's go big tonight. And late show, ooh, Cameron Esposito, very tempting. But James Adomian is fantastic. Let's do that. So Maron and Adomian on Saturday. Are you in Yellow Springs, Ohio, home of Dave Chappelle? Well, there's some comedy shows there this weekend. Donnell Rawlings. He's got a whole bunch of things planned. I wonder if any surprise guests will pop up at the shows hosted by Donnell Rawlings in Yellow Springs, Ohio. You never know what kind of famous comedian might show up and do some trans jokes. Tonight, catch Donnell Rawlings at the Comedy Night kickoff at Wiley's Comedy Club at 7:30 in Dayton's Oregon District. Saturday, Rawlings will host the Creeks vs. Streets kickball game from 1 to 3 p.m. at Gaunt Park in Yellow Springs. Wonder if any famous celebrities will join in the kickball game and make trans jokes. You never know. You might want to hang out at Gaunt Park and see what happens. Then Rawlings heads back to Wiley's for two shows at 7:30 and 9:45. On Sunday, Rawlings will host Sunday Funday with Angela Yee from The Breakfast Club. Details have yet to be released, but you never know when a famous comedian might show up and tell trans jokes. And then Monday, it's the River Run at the Birch Bark Canoe Place, followed by a barbecue and live audience podcast recording of the Donnell Rawlings Show. You never know when a celebrity guest will appear on the Donnell Rawlings Show and tell some trans jokes. Big weekend in Yellow Springs, Ohio, home of Dave Chappelle. I'm running long again. Oh, I had this whole thing about Andy Dick. It's in the Daily Mail. This guy. All right, we'll skip this for today. Pete Davidson has issued a statement via his team about comments putting Kim Kardashian in a bad light. A representative spoke to the Mirror Online and said, "There is no truth to this." What is there no truth to? Some people have said it's like Pete's been brainwashed, but the official statement, there is no truth to this. Someone else said she's persuaded him to uproot his life in New York, to move closer to her place in California, and even suggested that he quit his job on SNL. Again, the statement, there is no truth to this. From Chortle, the BBC is going to close Radio 4 Extra, its home of archive audio comedy, after the next few years. The director general of the BBC said he got to make some budget. There's some budget stuff going over in the UK. The Brits are like, yeah, we know. And the Americans are like, yeah, we don't care. Radio 4 Extra launched in December 2002 as BBC 7. I used to check that out in the earlier days of the internet and listen to some Brit comedy. Then at some point, I don't know, they put it behind a paywall, whatever happened. I broke the habit, but it used to be pretty cool. It changed to its current name in April 2011. As well as archive comedy such as The Goon Show and Round the Horn, it hosted new shows such as Newsjack and its replacement DMs Are Open. It is not known if Radio 4 Extra will continue to exist as a channel on BBC Sounds following its removal as a linear channel. This weekend, normal episodes. Now I'll play my cards up. The weekend is a little on the weekend filler side. I recorded those earlier in the week to accommodate my schedule. Monday will be more of a normal episode, and I'm about to record that as soon as I finish this one. And I'm going to deep dive on the SNL stuff I didn't get to all week, and I have some very good stories in there. There's a great article in Vulture with Robbie Praw, who heads up Netflix's comedy. I have shared that on the Facebook group, Daily Comedy News Podcast Group, and on the subreddit, Daily Comedy News, but I want to talk about that article as well. And I've got a few other items I bumped from today's episode, a Tim Dillon story. Maybe I'll move that into Monday or Tuesday. Anyway, so the weekend episodes, they're, you know, okay, I don't like to BS you guys. They're all right. And then Monday is going to be, you know, right on par with this episode here. So you guys have a great holiday weekend. You can follow this show for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your shows. Oh, by the way, if you become a premium subscriber on Apple Podcasts, those episodes are already up, already released. Imagine that. You could listen to them right now on your Friday afternoon, driving to Aunt Sally's house, whatever you're doing Memorial Day weekend. I don't know what you do. Otherwise, they'll come out on the feed as normal. You can support the show by going to buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. Here's a coffee that's several hours old. There is no ice left. I'm drinking it very slowly. All right, stop talking. See you tomorrow.